Coming up next,
we got George Mouratidis from Calliope X on the line. How are you this morning, George?
Yeah, I'm good, Toby. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Back from out west, but ready to do some stuff. You got some exciting stuff on the horizon as well.
Yeah. This Sunday, we've got an event, a fundraising event for our collective and online magazine Calliope X, which is a kind of a anarcho migrant literary magazine, which champions the voices of and the work of culturally and linguistically diverse writers, and sort of looking to be outside the dominant culture. And yeah, so that Capers on Sunday at Capers in Thornbury, 843 High Street, from 5 p.m. You know, banger lineup of poets and musicians. Come, raise funds so we can pay the contributors. We all work voluntarily.
I'm fascinated by some of the things that you say. Calliope X exists, and you talk about poetry, fiction, reviews, interviews, essays and criticism, and an open ear and eye to languages other than English, which gives a critical look at what Australia actually is. Can you talk to my listeners or our listeners about your experience and how that works?
Well, I mean, my experience with the dominant industry or infrastructure of Australian poetry or Australian literature is not unique, you know, nor is it for, I mean, a lot of, you know, writers that are migrants or children of migrant settlers. There is a certain expectation or a certain box within which we are, you know, generously permitted to function, shall we say. You know, we do our little, you know, provide the ethnic colour, the kind of, you know, festive voices, and, you know, provide the diversity and tick the box. But as soon as you start to question, you know, everybody has their lane and they're expected to stay in that lane. And it's just like, well, no, because that restricts what you're going to say, and it tempers with your art. You know, the major thing with Calliope X is not politics per se, because politics is, as we know, imbricated in everything we do. We don't need to explicitly talk about identity or put ourselves in any particular box, because when we speak, we declare our identity in all these different diverse, you know, nuanced ways. But what we want to do is, particularly regarding language, you know, for you know, many writers, you know, English is their second language, or they're bilingual or trilingual or multilingual. And we, in our literary magazine, which is online, we don't want to have the kind of SBS section of the magazine where you have the translations. We wanted the languages other than English to be front and centre whenever that's appropriate.
Well, it's fascinating to me, because I've done some interviews with people who have done poetry who are Afghani, or even the things to do with Palestine. I've been absolutely blown away with the cultural etiquette that is implied in the flow of poetry, in their expression.
Well, that's right, and I think, you know, we don't want to, you know, as a forum, and we're kind of an open, free forum. There's no particular expectation or aesthetic that they need to conform to, you know. And particularly with, say, you know, Palestinian Afghani writers and people, you know, whose English is their second language, they, you know, it changes who you feel your readers are. So, you know, if I'm writing, I don't want to write to speak to alleviate the white middle-class bourgeois guilt of the attendees at the Wheeler Centre, you know, for a moment, and, you know, make you feel, you know, reflect for a while before you go to a wine bar. This is the real stuff, and we want to give writers, poets, essayists, thinkers just a forum to do their thing, where even English is optional.
I love that. I love this. It's addressing this this issue that we often like talk about, even just when the mics are off, about this crisis of imagination where people are stuck in these binaries of thought, and it's really awesome to see something so subversive really just tackle that issue at the core. I mean, I got my tickets for tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Oh, great! I mean, as you said, imagination is at the core here, definitely. I mean, as the great beat poet Diane de Prima wrote in Revolutionary Letter number 75, the only war that matters is the war against the imagination. All other wars are folded into it. And imagination is to see possibility, to see beyond infrastructure and structures and ideology and capitalism to possibility of change. And that's what kind of matters here. So it's, you don't have to accept the infrastructure of Australian poetry or Australian culture or whatever, because it's a structure. It doesn't really exist unless you believe in it, like friggin' Tinkerbell, you know.
So you're inviting people to come to Capers in Thornbury, 843 High Street, Thornbury, tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are $20, and amazing amount of people are going to contribute to the performances.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've got veterans like veteran anarchists like Pio.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, we've got Pio. We've got Myron Lashenko. We've got Lucy Van, Tariro Navondo. Angela Costi, Georgia Cartas. Just a lot of poets. We've got Nick Yavos and Irene Valla, who are musicians. And we've got DJ Moi. It's going to be a scene, man.
Yeah, so it's bigger than Ben Hur.
And it's you know, to raise funds, so nobody wants to wear out their knees in somebody's office begging for money to be patted on the head by our cultural betters. We just want to pay the artists so they can pay the rent and just keep this thing going. We've been going for 4 years, and yeah, we're just hope to keep going.
And where can people find it if they want to find it online? I'm sure tomorrow that you can...
Well, yeah, it's nice and simple. Calliope with a K. Calliope X. Of course, the X stands for everything from the unknown to Malcolm. So calliopex.com. And all the past issues are up there. Feel free, open to contribute, to submit your poetry. And, yeah, we're a collective. We're not sort of a hierarchical organisation here. So, yeah, it's very boots on the ground and up from the people.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'll be there arm-in-arm with my mum like a real good wog boy tomorrow. So
yeah,
I'll see you there, George.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
All right, we'll leave you there in the morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Cameron.